Good evening. Hello, everyone. It's Annie Sorrell here, and it's the 29th of June. So we're doing our numerology call for the month of July this evening. And I'm sorry about the short notice. My laptop completely died over the weekend, and it was 2.5 days to get it working, and so I was just totally off air. And anyway, I'm back in. and I did want to get this done tonight, catch up with you before the new month begins. So let's just start by getting a little bit settled. So you might like to gently close your eyes and just let go of the thoughts of the outside world, what you've been doing, what's been happening. And just as you allow that softness with your eyes closed, just feeling the floor beneath your feet and being aware of how your body is being supported by what you're sitting or lying on. And just really letting yourself feel that support. Being aware of the flow of your breath. And you might be able to sense the beating of your heart. Just having that sense of coming home to yourself, finding your place in your body. And you might like to imagine sitting in your body, in your heart or your solar plexus or your belly, wherever feels right for you. And you might like to imagine that there's a big, comfy chair or lounge. And you're relaxing into that as you come home to yourself. Coming home to that still, quiet place within. This part of you where the all-wise part of you dwells. The infinite, eternal part that's aware of all the busyness of being a human, but is also aware of its own consciousness. And just letting yourself be in that still, quiet place. Always available to us if we take the time out to go within and reach for that place. When you're ready, taking a deep breath or two and starting to slowly come back out. Opening your eyes and being present. And I really wanted to remind you of that meditation tonight, because it feels to me, and it seems to be the experience of others in my life, that things are just rather turbulent. And I think we can be affected by the background noise of life, so to speak, more than we realise. Like right now, with another flare-up of the COVID virus and various people being in lockdown and the effects that that has, different effects for everyone. Some are great effects, some lesser, some emotional, some economic. But we're all feeling, we all have an awareness of it. And I think that we can be affected by it, as I say. And so, just not quite as easily able to find that quiet, still, calm, safe place. And there's also the talk about vaccines, and there's the talk about global warming. And these are survival things, and we're trying to go about our everyday life while there's this virus that's affecting our human lives and while we're affecting life on this planet. And these are extra stresses that we haven't been living with. And so I'd just really like to encourage you to be gentle with yourself. If you're not feeling like yourself, if you're feeling discombobulated or jangly or heavy or tense, and try not to go into the what's wrong with me, I shouldn't be feeling like this, but instead, this is how I'm feeling, and I'm not feeling like myself. And we like to know why when we, you know, we feel with our amygdala and we sort of store facts and information with our hippocampus and they rub up against each other. And we like to know why we're not feeling good. If we can let go of the need to know why and just, okay, I'm not feeling great right now and I don't know why. What matters is how I can support myself while I'm not feeling the way that I want to feel. And it can be tuning into that part of you that's not feeling as calm as you'd like and just listening to its fears, comforting it and reassuring it the way you would a small child. Or it can be doing some tapping, even though there's a part of me that's not feeling like myself right now. Tap along those lines. Or do some meditating. Take care of yourself rather than going into the I must be doing something wrong or what's wrong with me, that this is how I'm feeling. These are not easy times, and we can, by choosing to be our own best friend, make them much easier than they might otherwise be. So really being gentle with ourselves rather than beating ourselves up. And this is a good practice for any time. But as I say, right now there seems to be a real turbulence out there and it can impact our stress levels, our interactions with others, how we perform at work, can cause brain fog or irritability or forgetfulness. You know, it's all sorts of ways. And another thing to do is to reach to have some fun and help with yourself. Help yourself in that way, still creating the time and the space to do things that you enjoy, and that's so important. What I'll do now is just remind you how to calculate your personal months, and then we're going to talk about what this month means is about globally, and then about what it is for you, each of you individually. And so to calculate what your personal month is, first of all, you need to calculate your personal year. And what you do is you write out the numbers in your day of birth with a plus sign, day and month of birth, with a plus sign between each number. So, for example, if you were born on the 27th of, say, November, you would write it as 2 plus 7 plus 1 plus 1, for 11 being the number of November. So you just, however many numbers there may be in the day and month of your birth, you separate each individual number with a plus sign. And then you, at the end, you add plus 5 because 2021 adds up to 5. So with my example of the 27th of November, it would be 2 plus 7 plus 1 plus 1 for November, and then plus 5 for 2021. And that will come to 9, 10, 11, 5, 16. So it comes to 16. Then you just add together. If the numbers in your day and month of your birth and this year number, 5, add up to a double number, then you add those two numbers together. So the 1 plus 6 becomes 7. And so that final single digit number is the number of your personal year. So globally it's a 5-year, and that's the undercurrent for this year for everyone. The undercurrent is change. 5 is all about change. Everything is up for change. And then depending what year we're each in, affects, determines a lot the area of your life that you're experiencing that change in. And then we add that personal year number to the month number, and July will be 7. And reduce that to a single digit, and that tells you your month number. Having this awareness can really give you some guidance as to what's going on in your life, a deeper understanding of what you're experiencing. And so for some of you, you will be lined up with what the global numbers are, and you, some of you will be in a 5-year this year that's a global 5-year. Which means that in July, you're going to be in a 3-month. And so what I'm about to start talking about now is going to be particularly relevant for you, because this isn't just an undercurrent for you, it's also your personal month number. So actually, before we go into that, and this gives you a little bit of time to check your numbers, the other thing that I meant to say when I was talking about things being topsy-turvy at the moment is I've created, just before this call, I created a little recording for if you haven't had the vaccination yet and you are going to have the vaccination. And this is a recording to help you to clear any fears you might have about the vaccination. And I don't actually list the possible fears that you might have because I don't want to create any that you haven't created for yourself. But you can just think about what your own concerns might be. And this recording then leads you through tapping out any concerns you have about having the vaccination and leads you through coming to a place of talking to your body about the fact that the vaccination is happening to help your immune system to protect your body against COVID-19. And so it leads you through some words to tap along with about just really inviting your body to absorb the vaccination and work harmoniously with it to empower your immune system to protect your body. Now, this might sound like a crazy thing to do, but in actual fact, research has shown that there is intelligence in every cell in our body. And you've heard me talk before, no doubt, about how our beliefs and our emotions are stored in our body. Also, by doing this, you're just lowering the stress hormones around having anything that triggers you and will suppress your immune system as a consequence. One of the effects of stress is it suppresses our immune system. We want our immune system to really respond well to this vaccination. And then the other thing is, I've got some suggestions in this recording about if you have any symptoms after having the vaccination, how to tap with those symptoms to aid and expedite your recovery. And I've seen some amazing things with clients and with myself where we've done some tapping to support the physical health and well-being of the body, and it can be really effective. I've had people have really good results tapping when they're taking medications that they're concerned about the side effects. And so this is a similar thing with this COVID-19 vaccination preparation. It's just, I think of it as being a polite thing to tell your body what's going to happen, and reminding it that good health and well-being is its natural state, and that this vaccination is there to help your immune system to protect your body. So it might be something that you find helpful, and I'd love to hear from you if you do choose to use it and hear about your experiences. So that's just a little offering there as well. Okay, so now coming back to the numbers. And so this call I called, you know, Numerology for July, saying what you mean. 3 is the number for self-expression. 3 is where we are invited to speak our truth from our heart. 3 is actually the number of the Trinity. So it governs heart, mind, body and spirit. I mean heart, mind and spirit. And it's not so much about the body. And so 3 is not a practical number. This is an ideas number, a creative number, a number for playing and having fun, and for merging together your beliefs, your feelings and emotions, and your intuition, letting them come together and having a fabulous chemistry taking place when they're merging. So 3 requires expression. We're going to hear a lot of talk globally in July. We are always hearing a lot of talk, so I'm not sure if we'll notice the difference. But 3 is very much about expressing who we are, and all the numbers can be expressed positively or negatively. We can express ourselves in positive, uplifting and inspiring ways, and that's what this 3 energy is about. And it invites us to grow. This is a great number for self-improvement, for getting in touch with who we really are and dropping away the baggage that's who we're not. And so if 3 is expressed negatively, then what can happen is we can turn on ourselves and we can be critical and judgmental of ourselves, which actually suppresses our immune system. The research is there. There's so much research that confirms that our body and our mind and our emotions work harmoniously together. And so this is a great time to notice when you're being negative with yourself or negative towards others, and noticing that part of you and seeing if you can turn it around, or asking it what it's afraid of. When we criticize ourselves, it's as though we're sticking lots of little arrows or darts into ourselves. And it suppresses our immune system, and we don't need that. Our immune system has a lot to deal with these days. when we are uplifting and inspiring, then our body glows as well as our mind. And so when the three energy is operational, it's a great time for tuning into what is my truth. What do I really mean? Not what I was taught by society, by parents, by teachers. Not what I was taught to think and feel, but what is actually true for me. And we can, you know, it can be things like our political leanings, our religious background, the value we put on money, the value we put on friendship. So many things get programmed into us. And so July is a great month for stopping and thinking, is this really me? And is this really what I think? Is this what my intuition is lining up with? Or am I feeling a bit sick in the stomach as I'm saying that because my intuition says that's not actually true for me? So even though the focus with three energy is on thoughts, feelings and intuition, they will still be reflected in our bodies. It's just that it's not about action. This is about very much the month for making changes on the inside. And extra powerfully, because July is a seven, and seven is the sacred number. And we're adding together a sacred number with five, the year number, so change, and it's coming to three. So you could see that as changing and expressing from our soul, our spirit, our sacred self, and expressing that in the three rather than expressing what we've been taught to think and feel. And so this can bring up fears about what will other people think. It will can bring up fears about I don't want to be seen or heard. It can be bring up fears about there's something wrong with me. And so acknowledging those fears and choosing to tap on them, journal about them, meditate them, release them and let them go is a really valuable thing to do. I've just got a listener, who's texted me saying she'd love to use that recording for the vaccination. So it's good that someone's going to use it, apart from me. This is the month for peeling back the layers. Every month is, but for peeling back layers of what if this is not true for me? And we can learn, we can take on beliefs as children, like I'm not good enough, or I can't get it right, or I can't. And these beliefs can seem so true and so real, but actually they're not. Actually, these beliefs are lies that we've taken on, and the truth about all of us is that we're powerful, loving, creative beings. And so questioning, is that really what I think? Is what I'm about to say really what I mean? Or am I saying that to please other people or out of fear of retaliation or fear of rejection, fear of what other people think? So that can be an issue there in the 2 months where we're really looking to get on with other people. The 3 months really invites us to expand more fully out into the world. It's a very expansive number. So expressing who you are, and that brings me to 3 is the number for joy. When I was talking before about how you might be being consciously or unconsciously affected by the uncertainty out there in the world, coming back inside yourself and finding your own truth is really powerful. And even if you find you're not ready to speak what's really true for you, and as you are speaking, you know that it's not strictly accurate, just being kind with yourself about that, because we can't change something until we notice it's there. So each time we notice, okay, I'm not sure that's really what I mean, or I'm not saying anything right now because I'm afraid of saying what I do mean, just being gentle with that part that is holding back. It's so common for us to have that fear of being seen and being heard. We can learn as children that it's safer to be invisible, especially if we live grow up in a household where there's a lot of unpredictable emotional outbursts. And at the same time, being invisible can be excruciatingly painful too, because while there's a part of us that can have that belief it's safer not to be seen or heard, there's another part of us, every one of us, that deep down or not so deep down has that desire to be acknowledged, to be heard, to be appreciated, to be valued. And that's really important. And so if you're caught in that quandary, practicing hearing yourself, listening to yourself, acknowledging your own thoughts and feelings. Yes, I'm scared about that. Like saying, you know, yes, I'm anxious about having the vaccination, or I'm anxious about lockdown, or I'm anxious that we might go into lockdown. Being honest and allowing yourself to feel that anxiety rather than stuffing it down and telling yourself you shouldn't feel like that. Feel the anxiety and tap to clear it, or shake your body, shake it out, write about it. Acknowledging, seeing and hearing ourselves is the first step towards being willing to be seen and heard by others, being more and more comfortable with who we are. So as I started to say, 3 is also the number for joy, for playing and having fun. It's a very childlike number, and it's a very lucky number. So another way of dealing with the stress is to be doing something fun each week or each day. You know, it might just be 5 minutes of putting on some music that you love and dancing to it before you go to work. It can be that simple. But just bringing fun, putting a funny YouTube clip on and having a bit of a laugh, playing with children, having fun in that way. But really connecting in with that joyous part. Life doesn't have to be serious. This also, when we're governed by this 3 energy, can bring up, you may as a child have learnt that it's not all right to play and have fun, that you have to be sensible, that you can't be noisy or boisterous or spontaneous, that you have to be responsible and sensible. And so it can take an intention to change that, to let yourself invite more fun into your life. So that's another way that you might feel this undercurrent of 3 energy in July and see it around you. And the 3 energy is also a very lucky energy, so be open to things just working out, things just happening for the sake of it. And as I was saying before, not getting too caught up in the why. Why is this happening or not happening? Just going straight into gratitude and I'll have this. Thank you very much. The 3 energy is energetically very sensitive, and so we might find that we're picking up what's happening for other people more in July. We might be a bit more affected by the energy of places, some places feeling good, other places not feeling so good. And again, being gentle and sensitive with yourself if you're noticing that you're being affected by the people around you or the places that you're visiting. Because the three energy is not physical, it's about ideas and intuitions and feelings, this is a great time for dreaming dreams, daydreaming, thinking about what you might like to do. Great time also for just expanding out in the world, thinking about what else might be possible, what else you could do to have fun. And it's a very, three is a very expansive number because it's not restricted by physical limitations. So let yourself daydream. It's another way of making yourself really good, feel really good, to imagine that you're in a beautiful place, maybe somewhere you've been to on holiday or somewhere you'd like to holiday one day, and just daydream about being there. Daydream about maybe something that you wanted to do as a child and has got dropped by the way, and maybe not just daydream, maybe take it on, maybe learning a musical instrument or joining a choir, although that might not be possible for a while, learning art, just something like that. Three is the number, as well as it being very much about self-expression, it's also about creativity. And for a lot of us, our creativity can have been suppressed because it's amazing how often as small children we seem to, so many people seem to have stories of being embarrassed by comments made about drawings that they've done when they're 5 years old, and it shuts down that creativity. So this is a really good time for taking up any sort of creative endeavour, bringing a whole new approach to your cooking. There's so many ways that we can be creative that can also be a part of our life. Or, as I say, taking on a course. So expanding out, how can I grow? How can I be more than I have been? And what might be stopping that from happening naturally and easily? Because so often, if there's something that we want or that we would like, why it's not happening is because there's something in the way, and identifying what's in the way. Oh, but as a child I got into trouble if I played too loudly, or I got criticised the time I did that painting that I thought was so beautiful, or I love to daydream but I always feel guilty and think I should be doing something. So this is a really beautiful energy for exploring your uniqueness and how you can express your uniqueness in the world, how you can open to your uniqueness. Be a great time for doing a course in understanding your dreams, for example, because it's a very dream-like energy. The three energy is often regarded in numerology as when you're in a 3 year, excuse me, or a 3 month, as being the happiest time. And I find it can be a very happy time, but it also can be a time where it's showing the obstacles to happiness and requiring some personal growth and self-improvement, so as to be more open to playing and having fun. So it's a great time to really get in touch with new dreams, new possibilities, new opportunities, which you might start acting on in July or really knuckling down to in August, when it will be a 4 global month. So that's a bit of sort of the background energy for July, and for people who are in a 5 year this year and a 3 month, also your energy. Get out and dance and sing and laugh and play and have fun, or stay at home, dance and sing and laugh and have fun, or get on Zoom. And expand. You know how, have you noticed how when you're feeling a bit down or depressed or anxious, you feel really tight and your body probably feels quite small or heavy. And when we're feeling really good, we feel really expanded. Our whole energy can feel really expanded. And we can feel really light. And in fact, let's just do that right now. Just tuning into your body and just imagining that your energy is just going out a bit beyond your body in every direction. And then imagine that it's going out 30 centimetres in every direction, above, below, front and back, either side. Then expanding it out to a metre in every direction. Just purely with your intention. And then expanding it out till it fills the room that you're in. Expanding it out till it fills the house that you're in or the apartment. Expanding it out beyond the house, out into the garden, out into the streets. Expanding your energy out till it fills the city or town you're in. Expanding it out across the state that you're in. Expanding it out across the country. Expanding it out across the globe. Expanding it out to the edges of the Milky Way. Just letting your whole body expand, your whole energy expand, so that you feel infinite, unlimited, endless, light and free. Even if you only notice a slight difference initially when you do that, keep practicing that. When you start to feel tight and heavy, expand yourself out, open up. You'll feel lighter and freer, and it'll calm your whole central nervous system. I better keep going through the numbers or we're not going to get there. Okay, so if you're in a six personal year this year, which means your numbers... actually, I'll leave that. So you'll be in a 4 month. So the focus in a 4 month is likely to be on work. You're likely, you've had your playful, fun-loving 3 months in June. Now it's time to knuckle down and be practical and serious and sensible. If you think of the shape of the four, it's sort of got a flat bottom, flat to the earth, and then it's got that little root, that little vertical line that goes down into the earth. So you're likely to feel like really rolling up your sleeves and getting on with your work, or encountering, because every number has its conscious expression, its positive expression, and its negative. Or you might encounter that part of you that really doesn't like your work, or that really doesn't want to work at all, that feels overworked and burnt out. And so finding your balance around work and home life can be really important for you in this month. So playing, having a play with that. Four energy also brings up a desire for routine and consistency. The three energy, we can get a bit scattered because it's all, you know, it's ideas and intuition. It's not having to be practical and down to earth. The four energy is very practical and down to earth. And so you're likely to want to have a bit more order in your life. You might find yourself tidying up your laptop or getting your finances more in order, or organizing all your paperwork, because you just want to feel more organized, have better systems in place. It's likely to bring a desire to be more disciplined, to make commitments and stick to them. A really good month for starting a new habit in the 4 months, something that you're wanting to consistently maintain day after day. A really good time for that. The four energy can also bring up issues around finances, money. You're likely to be focused a bit on your money, whether you've got enough money, whether you're spending your money wisely, whether you're saving your money effectively, how well you're managing your money. And it can also bring up general feelings of a desire for security and stability, feeling solid, having a sense of having some substance in your life, feeling anchored and grounded and here and being effective and practical and achieving. Give a four life path a job and they will see it through to the end, whereas the three energy is likely to get bored and want to bounce on to the next adventure. So a really good time for knuckling down, but at the same time, as I was saying, being careful to lighten up and relax, have a massage or something like that, and not work too hard and run yourself into the ground. Given that you're in a 6 year, this four energy, the wanting to get organized, could be a real focus there on home life. And also, six energy is often about love, so might be looking at wanting more security romantically, more love in your life as well, changing your relationship with love, clearing any fears about love so that you can let more love into your life. Just seeing if there's anything else there. The other thing that six energy, the sixth year that you're in, can bring up is issues around health. So you might be wanting to get more organised around addressing health matters too. Okay, so if you're in a 7 year, the 7 year is your year for going within, reviewing your life to now and seeing what's working and what's not. And July for you will be a 5 month, so it's a great month for making changes in your life. Changing your values, especially what's important to you, reviewing that. What do you want to let go of? What's not working for you anymore? What could you do completely differently now? What would you like to do differently now? The five energy is also really favours communication, so a great time to talk to your boss at work about things that you're not happy about, putting forward a case for being promoted, writing reports or strategies or plans. You'll be really favoured with that sort of working in the public domain, putting yourself out in the public domain, mixing with other people. Five and seven are both introverted numbers, but that means time alone to regroup. But being out with the public can also be really beneficial. It's like you regroup in time alone and then you go out and you bring out into the public domain ideas that you've been exploring in that time on your own. Anything can change when you're in a 5 month, in a 7 year, and it's likely that something will come up in one area of your life or another to really invoke that change. If you're in an 8 year, this is your year of empowerment. This is the year when you feel stronger and braver and more resilient than any other year in the 9-year cycle. This is your go for gold year, things that you've been holding back from, that you've been afraid of, that you've been working towards or questioning your ability. This is the year for that. It's a great year for having a more management position or having a business. And you'll be in a 6 month, so there can be empowerment, six being about health, home, love, family. You're going to become more empowered in one or more of those areas. The focus will be on home and health, the health of your body, taking responsibility for the health of your body. And given that you're in a really empowering year, you can make really big changes to your health in this month, because you've got that power backing up, that inclination to really take responsibility for yourself. Take responsibility for family situations that you need to address as well. Yes, and against that backdrop of the three energy, lots of change. I think July is going to be a very interesting month. If you're in a 9 personal year, this is a year where a whole lot of things that have been important in your life are likely to be coming to their conclusion. And you'll be in a 7 month, so it's the going within month. So this will be a time when you're going to be really clearly seeing what's working and what's not working, what you need to release around relationships, career, finances, and around your health. So you're likely to want to isolate yourself a lot in July if you're in a 9 personal year. You're not going to feel so inclined to socialise or get out and about. I mean, July, Southern Hemisphere, midwinter, it's the perfect time for settling down beside the heater with a journal and just exploring, doing some doodling and exploring your thoughts and feelings. You may find changes are thrust upon you. Excuse me, it's not so likely that you'll be initiating change yourself, but clarity and intention are likely to be quite strong for you. Seeing the truth of situations that you've not been seeing before, likely to see more clearly what's really happening here. And especially around relationships, that's been happening globally last year and this year. So many people that have been moderately satisfied with relationships that they've been in or they've been tolerating are reaching a time where I'm just not doing this anymore. This is ridiculous. Why am I putting up with this? And so if that's how you're feeling, you're not alone. It's pretty widespread right now. And so just remembering when you're in that 9 personal year that life is very gently preparing you for the next 9-year cycle. And in fact, the 9-year cycle started in January 2021 for you with letting go of what's not fitting in that cycle. So you're really already in the new cycle. The first thing that happens in this new 9-year cycle is what's in the way of what can happen in it gets cleared out. So it's letting go, letting go, letting go. And actually that would be a great thing this month. Cleaning out cupboards especially would be welcome. Cleaning out old beliefs, old ways of thinking and feeling. If you're in a 1 year this year, it's new beginnings. It's charting new directions. You did the cleaning out last year. And you might be starting a new career path. You might be moving to or have just recently moved to a new home or a new town. And you're in an 8 month, so this is your gutsiest month in the whole year. And so whatever new, you know, starting something new takes a lot of courage. And you may be procrastinating this July will really help you feel more empowered, more resilient, a sense of more strength to take charge and bring about what you're wanting to have happen. Also, an 8-month often governs legal matters and real estate, documents, things like that. So that can come up as well. If there are conversations you've been putting off having, July will be a great month for you because the 8 will give you the energy to have those difficult conversations. If you're in a 2 year, 2 is about partnerships and about emotions and consolidating what was begun in the previous year and bringing greater peace and harmony into your life, finding ways of speaking your truth without being disrespectful, but also speaking your truth rather than hiding to keep the peace. And you're in a 9-month, so yep, for you to get in there and clean out those cupboards, clean out the car, tidy up your laptop, let go, let go, let go. What's not working for you? Anything that you're meant to have will come back to you, just remembering that. But we really do need to let go of the old to make way for the new. If we're wanting our lives to get better, that means something has to change, which means we have to lose something. When change happens, we lose things and we gain things. And often we have to lose before we get the guarantee of the gain. So losing old ways of thinking and feeling, cleaning out cupboards, if you've got a garden, tidying up your garden, cleaning that up, just emotionally preparing you then for new beginnings, which will come, of course, in August. If you're in a 3 year, I've talked a lot about 3 today, so it's a lucky, fun, playful, expansive year. And you're in a 1 month, so last month you were still letting go of stuff. And now in July, you can really start shifting your focus, looking in new directions, taking on something new, taking on a new course, buying some books about a new topic, setting out to make some new friends, do something different. Remembering it's an expansive energy, and that expansive energy is meeting that desire to be original and to initiate. It can mean being a little bit on your own, but when we're on our own, it's also when we get to find out more of who we really are. And lastly, if you're in a 4 year this year, then 4 year is solid foundations, hard work. You're setting, it can feel as though you're not really getting anywhere. What you're doing is you're laying the foundations for next year. And in this month, it's a 2 month, so the focus is going to be on partnerships, on emotions that might be muddying the water. It can sometimes feel a bit as though you're walking through a swamp in a 2, because a whole lot of sadness and hurt and shame and anxiety can come up, and anger. And at the same time, it's also a master number. It's also a spiritual number. So a really good month for meditating and opening to intuitive guidance, asking for asking for help in having your ego, your personality, take the back seat and creating more space, more room to be guided by your soul, by your greater self, your higher self, that knows far more what will bring you, ultimately bring you the fulfillment and satisfaction and gratitude. That's what we're all really wanting to experience. So being in that 4 year, remembering to take good care of yourself, not working too hard, and explore those emotions again with music or with movies or with getting out in nature. Okay, so that's a quick run through the numbers there. Let's just finish up with a little meditation. So just gently closing your eyes, taking a gentle breath, slow couple of breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I'd like you to imagine that you're standing on a headland, looking out over the ocean. And as you're looking out to sea, you can see that beautiful blue sparkling water. You can feel the wind blowing in your hair, wind coming across the water, blowing your hair and your clothes as you're standing on that headland. And you can smell that delicious saltiness of the water. And you can hear the water lapping at the base of the headland, the waves washing against the rocks, the sound of seagulls flying overhead. And it feels really invigorating, revitalizing and cleansing standing in this place, looking out to sea. And as you feel that wind blowing against you, and smell the salty water and hear the sound of the waves, just allowing that to wash away, to cleanse away out of your energy field anything that is not serving you, any accumulated anxiety or stress. Any sadness or loss or grief, just letting it be blown away, washed away, letting go of any embarrassment, guilt and shame. Letting the wind and the sound of the waves and the smell of the salt cleanse away all and any irritation and frustration and anger. Just letting this beautiful space by the sea cleanse and purify your whole energy system. Not worrying about the how, just having the intention and the willingness for that to take place. Knowing that it's clearing your energy on all the auric levels. Asking also for your chakras to be cleansed, the red at the base of your spine, the orange at your navel center, the yellow in your solar plexus, the green in your heart, blue in your throat, the indigo in your third eye, your forehead, and the silver white your crown chakra, the top of your head, all these energy systems being cleansed. Noticing your body feeling lighter and freer. And then stepping away from the edge of the headland and finding a nice sheltered spot where there's some soft green grass and you can sit in the sun, feel the warmth of the earth beneath you and smell that lovely earthy smell. The warmth of the sun shining down on you. Just knowing this earth warmth, this sun warmth, this beautiful golden light is bringing healing and love and appreciation, gratitude to every cell in your body, every fibre of your being, to your whole energy system. Filling you and surrounding you with love and light, guidance and protection. Just simply allowing how you're feeling to just be raised to a higher level. Transform to a better feeling place. Just taking a couple of slow deep breaths when you're ready to come out. Gently opening your eyes. Thank you so much for joining me on the call tonight. And wishing you well for the rest of the week. Much love. Bye for now.